Ottawa. The federal government has tabled a new healthcare funding offer that would see Ottawa shift $196 billion to the provinces and territories over the next 10 years in exchange for commitments to massively upgrade healthcare data collection and digital medical records. About one quarter of that, $46 billion, is new money, including both a promise to increase the annual Canada health transfer faster over the next decade and targeted funding for priority areas like mental health, surgical backlogs and family medicine. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau laid out the proposal to the premiers at a meeting Tuesday near Parliament Hill that lasted about 2 hours. Ahead of the meeting, Trudeau said Canadians cherish their public health care system but need it to work better. We all have to recognize it hasn't been delivering at the level that Canadians would expect. Most premiers had yet to publicly respond to the offer, saying they needed more time to look at it. Andrew Fury of Newfoundland and Labrador, the only Liberal provincial premier in Canada, praised the offer. "I think it's good for Canadians," he said, as he left the meeting area. The premiers have been asking for this meeting for more than 2 years, as COVID-19 put enormous strain on the healthcare system and left provinces with thousands of backlogged surgeries, a burnt-out, understaffed health workforce and emergency rooms that cannot keep pace with demand. The provinces budgeted about $204 billion for healthcare in this fiscal year and the Canada health transfer was set at $45 billion, or about 22% of that. The premiers want the federal share to increase to 35%. It is not clear how close the offer gets to that mark. A 35% share of spending this year would have added another $26 billion to the transfer. Ahead of Tuesday's meeting, Manitoba Premier Heather Stephenson said provincial and territorial leaders are open-minded, as long as the Prime Minister's offer includes more baseline funding for healthcare. "I think one of the things that we've been very consistent on all the way through this is to ensure that we have predictable and stable long-term funding put into the baseline of the Canada Health Transfer," said Stephenson, who chairs the Premier's group known as the Council of the Federation. Trudeau's offer will bring the CHT to almost $73 billion by 2032-33, which the federal government says is about $17 billion more in total over those 10 years, compared with the existing plan. Trudeau says the offer includes an immediate and unconditional top-up of $2 billion to the Canada health transfer to ease the intense pressure on hospitals, specifically targeting emergency rooms and children's hospitals. As well, $25 billion will be sent over 10 years through one-on-one agreements with each province for four priority areas including family medicine, surgical backlogs, mental health and modernizing data collection systems. Trudeau says the 1-1-1 agreements can be flexible but provinces will have to show plans for how they will spend money and how they will measure progress in those areas. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 7, 2023. Laura Osman, Mia Rabson, Stephanie Taylor and Mickey Jurek, The Canadian Press.